Hello again. Now, steady as she goes this week. We still have low levels, the typical seasonal plagues about, but to let our guards down now would be foolish in the extreme. As we continue to field folks with flu-like illnesses, let's snort the here and now then. If you've not had your flu vaccination as yet, and are usually in receipt of such, do please try to get this sorted out while stocks last. There are again this year slightly different flu jabs for various age groups. There was children, the under 65s, the over 65s. Your own GP surgery or local pharmacist will unravel this particular set of queries for you. As we head into December though, all eyes and ears are on the looming prospect of mass vaccination versus COVID-19. With the UK government at least forging ahead with sourcing such from, at the moment anyway, three separate areas. The early results from the Pfizer vaccine recently upgraded from 90 to over 95% effectiveness with two doses. Then the Oxford results published this last few days revealing a 90%+ response rate following two doses, again in this case a half followed by a full dose. The United States biotech firm Moderna's version coming up with similar results. All this on the back of lots of swirling mists of suspicion, Big Brother states, mass vaccination fears, biotech manipulation of the world, and even online fears of secretly implanted nanomaterial via Bill Gates' company. The Microsoft billionaire, of course, a relative pauper these days in the face of the eye-watering wealth of the man who runs Amazon. Expect news, though, within the next few weeks of what the Isle of Man will be doing here. We'll keep you posted, but as ever, the misinformation has travelled far and wide long before the truth has even put his socks on. We'll keep you posted. Some flack I see in the local press concerning the GP service this week made land. All the island surgeries, in practical terms, are dealing with the COVID threat in differing ways, in essence, but the same but different. GPs are independently contracted to work this way. Core hours are open, availability of appointments with doctors, nurses, specialist staff, constantly under review, compared, contrasted, audited, both locally on the island with the stats, local performance on the words versus performance across the ponds on either side of the compass. Every GP practice has different appointments, depending on their makeups of staff, various skill sets, different ways of operating with this overall picture. Some are more comfortable at the moment having more so-called triage, front of house appointments, in other words, by phone. Others almost back to normal, whatever normal is or was pre-COVID, but it's all changeable at the flick of a switch, depending on circumstances and often staff availability. Triage for many, seeking a so-called face-to-face appointment, an old-fashioned way, is a poor alternative, of course, whilst for others it's brilliant, saving time, saving your slot, having to wait in the surgery, wanting to have a million other things to do, be on with, let alone being at work or at school or at college. In times not so long ago, we would all have irritation in bucket loads if the receptionist started asking questions about your health concerns for your appointment. Nope, it's none of their business, you'd think. Of course you would. Now, routinely, almost in their sleep, like a speaking clock, we have to simply ask basic stuff from you. If you're needing to come into the surgery for a face-to-face appointment, travel history, relevant symptoms, cough, fever or contact with any likely COVID cases, it's a long list of stuff. Triage, though, is so much more than this, if done properly by a doctor or nurse or similar health professional. We can get through so much more stuff sometimes, quickly, efficiently, safely. The appointment slot for you, just as if you were sitting in the surgery chair. Clearly, if you merit physically being seen and examining, that can be arranged too. That's not impossible, but it's sometimes a bit challenging. Meds does this stuff routinely. Much more has been done by phone than physically in the Meds service building. Imagine your horror if you walked into a waiting area full of people of all ages, coughing and spluttering. No, no and no at the moment. We've had to find alternative ways of doing this. Sometimes it doesn't suit, I realise that, but as we continue to reinvent ourselves in terms of working patterns, just please keep the feedback going. It is so important to us. Good, bad, indifferent, it all adds to the mix. Till next week, cheerio.